July 2025. Oliver Blum, Porsche CEO, sends a memo to staff, and its contents are not good. Our business model, which has served us well for many decades, no longer works. All of this is hitting us hard, harder than any other car manufacturers. Porsche was going through an extremely rough patch. Their share price had fallen by over 50%, and their profits are close to the red. And worst of all, Porsche fans are furious. So, how did one of the world's most beloved car brands nearly destroy itself? Back in 2019, everything seemed to be perfect. Porsche had just unveiled their biggest move, the Taycan, Porsche's first fully electric vehicle, and the specs were undeniable. 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds, 22-minute charging from 5 to 80%, a range that was actually pretty bad, but this was no regular EV. This was a proper Porsche that just happened to run on batteries. The motto? Soul electrified. The reviews were intoxicating, but the Taycan was just the beginning. Blum had massive ambitions for Porsche. He laid out his master plan. By 2025, Blum announced half of all new Porsches would be electric, and by 2030, more than 80% would be fully electric. The goals were operating margins of 15 to 17%, annual deliveries of 400,000 vehicles by 2030, and a commanding position in the luxury EV market. Bold for sure, but achievable. Porsche had just sold 280,000 vehicles in 2019, and that was growing quickly. So why the move to EVs? Porsche is an iconic, famous sports car brand, and for some fans, the move to EVs was a bit strange, but to Blum, the market was sending a clear signal. EVs were the future. In 2019, Tesla's earnings finally entered the green at 20 million, then to 1.9 billion in 2020, then by 2022, 13 billion. And everyone was following suit. GM planned to spend 35 billion by 2025 in order to produce EVs. Ford revealed their EV SUV, the Mach-E, and their EV version of their iconic pickup truck, the F-150 Lightning. But for the real reason, we need to look no further than Volkswagen. Volkswagen is Porsche's parent company, but Porsche also kind of owns a big part of Volkswagen. It's honestly quite confusing, but the point is that Porsche is highly intertwined with Volkswagen, which had just come out of a global scandal. Their reputation was in the dirt. So in their 2017 annual report, Volkswagen unveiled a new ambitious strategy, Roadmap E. 50 billion and more is the sum the group will be investing in battery cell procurement over the coming years. Volkswagen was going big, and that brings us to Porsche. In their 2017 report, we can actually see the early Taycan, or the Mission E concept. It is expected to go into production late 2019. This model from Porsche underscores just how sporty, fast, and luxuriously stylish e-mobility can be. This was top down from Volkswagen, but not entirely. In late 2021, Volkswagen announced they would commit $100 billion in spending towards EVs over the next 5 years. But they needed funding. So they would take Porsche public with an IPO, and this would be pivotal. It would show what people really thought about Blum's big strategy. On September 29, 2022, the IPO valued Porsche at 78 billion euros, one of Europe's largest public offerings ever. The hype was real, and we need to look no further than the Taycan. The new EV was selling very well. In 2020, the Taycan sold over 20,000 units. By 2023, they had passed 40,000 units. Growth was in the double digits, and the Taycan was closing in on Porsche's most iconic model, the 911, which sold over 50,000 that year. Even in times of global economic uncertainty, our brand remains desirable and exclusive. Everything was going great. Blum was even appointed CEO of Volkswagen alongside Porsche. Porsche was riding high, but dark clouds were on the horizon. It turns out they had forgotten something important. Let's go back to Blum's initial benchmark. Operating margins of 15 to 17%, and half of all Porsche sales being electric by 2025. They had actually surpassed the margin goal at 18% in 2023. But let's talk about those sales. The Taycan was growing, but even at 40,000, Porsche's total car sales were 320,000. Plus, the rest of Porsche's EV lineup was pretty small. So, the Taycan had to do a lot of heavy lifting. But then, just as momentum was beginning to take off, everything began to go wrong. The early warning signs were subtle, but telling. It wasn't the feel of the car, the handling, or the speed. It was the sound, or more specifically, the soul. For many Porsche fans, it just wasn't quite the same. The only thing I don't love about my Taycan is the lack of an internal combustion engine sound. Every time I'm next to a 911 or a 718, I long for that sound. Some did enjoy it, but for others, it didn't quite hit the same. The Taycan had all the gimmicks and new technology, but it was also missing something. Yet, what happened next completely blindsided Porsche. Sales for the Taycan went into freefall. From 40,000 in 2023, they dropped to just over 20,000. Profit margins also dropped to 14%, then as low as 10 to 12%. The strangest thing was that combustion engine sales were still great and even growing. What was going on? As it turns out, owning the new Porsche EV was a nightmare. All the new tech came with a lot of bugs. Sometimes the car will recognize me immediately and the door handles will pop out. Sometimes I will need to touch the door handle, and sometimes it will not work at all and I have to use the key. My car alarm would go off whenever I tried to lock it. My plug and charge at EA stopped working. AC stopped working on a 2-hour drive about halfway and started working again on the way back. Displays would turn on and off. CarPlay would abruptly drop and blast static. Maps wouldn't load and the backup camera was infamously bad. These issues weren't a huge deal for driving enthusiasts though. The true horror stories were coming from service centers. Battery shell damage could cost $5,500 just for inspection, with full battery replacement potentially reaching $50,000. Customers had their cars sitting in the shop for months. My 2020 Porsche Taycan has been an absolute nightmare. It was in the shop for 3 months this summer. Within days of getting it back, the AC stopped working, and it's now back in the shop indefinitely. I'm paying almost $2,000 a month for a car I can't even drive. Owning this vehicle has been an absolute nightmare. Even worse, over 27,000 Taycans were recalled because of a risk of a battery short circuit, and owners were told to only charge to 80%. One whistleblower from Porsche revealed that 60% of all delivered Taycans have battery issues that cause replacements, damages, and fires. And while faults were high, replacements and help were low. The Taycans had all kinds of innovative gimmicks and batteries, but local mechanics couldn't service them. They were stuck waiting on guidance from Porsche in Germany and for parts to ship. Because of this disaster, the interest in the Taycan fell off a cliff. But there's more than just the falling sales. The depreciation was brutal. A $200,000 Taycan Turbo S became worth $70,000 within just a few years. The cars were impossible to resell because they were just as impossible to fix. To make matters worse, in 2024, Porsche raised the price of the Taycan by about $9,000. There were improvements, but this only added fuel to the fire. Then, Porsche conceded, or rather, quietly moved the goalpost. The transition to electric vehicles will take longer than we assumed 5 years ago. Our product strategy is set up such that we could deliver over 80% of our vehicles as all electric in 2030, dependent on customer demand. That last point is key. It seems like Porsche missed something obvious. They have missed the forest from the trees.
Can I help you?
Yeah, do you have the new 911?
Yeah, it's right over here.
You want to get in?
Really?
Sure.
Porsche seemed to miss the very idea of Porsche. Porsche spent billions trying to convince sports car enthusiasts that electric was better. They built charging networks, they optimized battery technology, they created the most advanced electric sports car ever made. But they never stopped to think, is this what their customers even wanted? Just because Tesla had all kinds of gimmicks didn't mean that Porsches needed them too. The takeaway here isn't that EVs are bad and that internal combustion cars are good. What matters is what your customers want. The cruel irony is that electric vehicles can work. Tesla proved that. But Tesla never tried to replace the visceral thrill of internal combustion. Porsche did. Tesla created something entirely new. They attracted customers who wanted silent acceleration, not engine noise. But Porsche was so committed to their electric future that they ignored what their buyers were saying. And soon, customers stopped buying their EVs, but they kept buying ICE cars like the 911. Porsche got so caught up in the trends and the technology that they forgot something else. Porsche forgot the heart. And as surprising as it sounds, sports cars don't actually have much to do with specs. It's the emotion and feel. Porsche is a brand about emotion, feeling, nostalgia, sound, and the thrill of owning a Porsche. The Taycan had the logo, but it didn't have the heart. Other sports brands were facing the same problem. Even Ferrari, which had only dipped its toes into EVs, was experiencing weak demand. Porsche misread the room big time. So, where does Porsche go from here? In July 2025, Blum finally admitted defeat. He wrote to employees, "Our business model, which has served us well for many decades, no longer works. All of this is hitting us hard, harder than many other car manufacturers. Revenue is down, but largely flat, while Porsche's earnings have collapsed, down to $3.6 billion from $8.2 billion in 2023. Profit margins have dropped, and the R&D and manufacturing for EVs are much more expensive. Even the rising sales of the 911 are struggling to offset the whole cost by the Taycan. Their share price also recently hit an all-time low, down over 60%. Unlike Porsche, who didn't listen to their customers and blindly follow the EV bandwagon, we put our subscribers first. We're working on crossing 1 million subscribers, and it would genuinely be a huge help if you hit subscribe." Porsche announced it would cut 3,900 jobs by 2029, and now their attention is going back to what's making them money. To strengthen the company's profitability in the short and medium term, Porsche is looking at the expansion of the product portfolio to include additional vehicle models with combustion engines or plug-in hybrids. Investors also demanded Blum resign, and as of right now, he's focusing on Volkswagen instead, and they're looking for a replacement CEO. Porsche hasn't given up on EVs, but the focus is very clearly moving back to combustion. But it seems Porsche still has a long road to recovery. The question remains, can they regain customer trust? Another car maker that's doing even worse is Nissan. They're literally on the brink of bankruptcy, yet refused a bailout acquisition from Honda out of ego and pride. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.